Hi friends, my name is Kalyani. Thank you for joining me in this meditation to shift out of the patient mentality and step back into your power. Anyone that has suffered from chronic dis-ease and chronic pain can tell you how exhausting it is mentally. But that is one of the most important components to recovering, our mindset. Our thoughts are so much more powerful than we realize. They literally create our own reality. This is not something that our doctors will discuss with us. The fact is, they can prescribe the same treatment to two people with the exact same diagnosis and get very different reactions. The doctors cannot account for the patient's mindset, for their subconscious beliefs. They cannot account for their faith or their attitude towards healing. The placebo effect is well known and documented. So why is it so hard to believe that if we focus our attention on our thoughts, we can either help or hurt our physical body's ability to heal itself? As someone who was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis at just 18 years of age, I can speak to this from my own personal experience. At one point, I became completely frustrated and angry that my doctors couldn't heal me. No matter what medicine we tried, what surgery we attempted, nothing was working. I was becoming more and more sick. I had completely given my power away. I wanted the doctors to fix me, but I wasn't willing to look at the possibility that maybe I was contributing unknowingly to my own body's inability to heal. The inner work is where I found my healing, and you can too. Please know that you are not alone. You deserve to feel better. Together, we can move out of the darkness and into the light. So find a comfortable place to give yourself the gift of your total awareness for this little sliver of time. You can sit comfortably in a chair or lie down. Whatever position helps you get comfortable is okay. There are no rules here. Just invite your body to melt away from your mind as we take a journey within together. Let's begin by scanning the physical body from the top of the head all the way down to the feet. Noticing without judgment how you feel in this moment. Observing all of the different sensations happening in the body right now. Starting at the top of the head, notice sensations in the scalp, the forehead, eyes, and cheeks. Can you allow the bottom jaw to grow heavy, letting go of all frustration? Focus for a moment on the teeth and allow the upper teeth to hover just above the bottom teeth. The hinge of the jaw softening. Bring the tip of the tongue to rest on the roof of the mouth, just behind the front teeth. Soften the eyes the nose and ears. Notice the ears hearing. Observing all the different sounds around you in this moment. Then invite all of those sounds to fade into the background. Check in with the neck and throat. What sensations do you discover here? Is your neck tight or tense? Or are you ready to perhaps see a different perspective on your healing? Observe your shoulders and be honest with yourself. What is the weight of responsibility that you are carrying right now? Can you use your breath to lighten your load? Notice the chest and upper back, the front and back of the ribs, the belly and the low back. Check in with sensations in the hips, the buttocks, the upper legs, knees, lower legs, ankles, and feet. Now ask yourself, can I relax just 5% more? Allowing the entire body to soften into the support beneath it. Inviting the body to melt away from the mind as we focus on the rise and fall of the breath. Peeling away the layer of the physical, just like peeling a layer of an onion, as we move deeper within. Feel the temperature of the inhalation and compare it to the temperature of the exhalation. Make no attempt to change the breath. Simply watch the breath as it moves in and out of the body. Observe how the breath just naturally begins to slow down. We don't have to be in control of the breath. The body's wisdom can take over so that we can rest all effort. Trust the body to know exactly what it needs. When we battle chronic dis-ease and chronic pain, we have a tendency to take over to feel the need to be in charge, to manage our doctors, manage our schedule, to work around the pain and suffering. Now is time to schedule rest for our mind and body. Give yourself permission to really let go. I'll mind the time. Turn inward, love, and listen. Your own voice faint you'll hear. The only one you've longed to love was always waiting near. Now together, let's imagine that there is a radiant light above our head. Like the rays of the sun, there's a beautiful, radiant light shining above us. First, see the body as separate from this divine healing light. The illusion of separation is a big part of the problem. We are like a drop in the ocean. There is no way to tell where one drop ends and another one begins. We are all part of something greater than ourselves. So let's welcome the warmth of that light in through the top of our head and allow the warming sensation to spread throughout the entire body. See and feel each and every cell within illuminated with this healing light. Feel the light softening our belly, releasing all muscles of the stomach and the entire digestive tract. Imagine we can move into the body with the light and see as it touches the surface of the mouth, the throat, the stomach, each area softening and relaxing as the light moves through. See that the light illuminates the perfectly pink tissues of the small intestine, the large intestine, or your J pouch, all the way through to the rectum. Imagine what it feels like to fuel this body with healing foods. Visualize these healing foods moving through your system with ease and comfort, cultivating a sense of gratitude towards the food as your medicine. feel how the food nourishes you. And then you can release it with ease. See the food moving all the way through you and letting go with ease. Embrace self-love. Love for this perfect body. Embrace kindness towards the body. When we suffer from chronic disease, it becomes second nature to judge and criticize this body. But just for a moment, think about it this way. If we saw a little child fall down and get hurt, would we then berate that child, judging them and telling them how horrible they were? Then why is it okay to judge and criticize this body when it is hurting? Practice now sending loving and supportive energy into your body. And into the entire digestive system. Give the body the support and love it needs to find healing and wholeness once more. Forgive yourself for all of the negative thoughts and beliefs you have held on to against this body. Let go of the shame you have carried. Any issues with our guts are not exactly topics of conversation, so we tend to suffer in silence. But there is nothing to be ashamed of. Be open to changing your thoughts. When the mind wanders off into criticizing the body, choose to no longer believe that lie. The body is already perfect. Always striving for balance, ease, and comfort. Our mind gets in the way of our body's ability to heal. Trust the body's wisdom. There is no need to control everything. It is safe to be here. In this moment, resting and recharging. Affirm, I am enough. You are enough. You are loved and protected. You are supported and held. Choose in this moment to no longer strive for perfection. In fact, I call myself a recovering perfectionist. Allow the work you do today to help your body heal to be enough. You are enough. Allow those words to settle into your mind and body. Breathe them into your soul. Inhale, I am, and exhale, enough. I am enough. I am enough. My birthright is wellness. I deserve to feel good. My birthright is wellness. I deserve to feel good. My birthright is wellness. I deserve to feel good. Now bring the awareness back to the weight of the body resting here. Feel the space that your body takes up. See the entire body illuminated with the healing light we filled up with. Feel that healing light radiating out from every pore. There is a bubble of healing energy all around the body. No more boundaries. This light is our shield against negativity. Our protection from our old belief patterns. Only positive energy can penetrate this light. Only thoughts that feel good can be noticed here. Within this healing energy is a vibration of ease, comfort, and peace. Anytime we feel that we have slipped back into our old thought patterns of dis-ease, come back here to recharge once more. Wishing for each of us a strong body, a quiet mind, and a gentle heart. In deep gratitude to each other and all of our many teachers, Namaste.